Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, so God done a wonderful thing for you, and He done a wonderful thing for...
Actually, we came to the first service you ever had.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The first Monday, first Sunday in December, yeah, 3 years ago.
It was the first Saturday, I think.
Okay, yeah, Healing School, first Saturday, yeah, yeah. But anyway, if there's one way to get them to a healing school, kick them in the chest and make them think they got a heart attack, right?
The Lord never gives up.
That's right. He, out of all this, He's trying to get our attention, doesn't He, C.E.? And He got your attention, didn't He? See, now, isn't that amazing when God puts sickness and disease on us and we learn it's Him and that He can put it on us and He can take it away? And so when we come and repent of our sins and have some guy pray for us and you get healed, hey, praise God. Then when his brother got paranoid about the problem when he got the 911 call, he told him about it, and so he come to see me. And now that you have learned a lot of things about your healing, and you look like you're not afraid of nothing now. You're older now than you was then, A.A.
I was never really afraid of anything, but when that heart and chest got hurt, I wasn't ready. You know what had happened to me, and
that's why he was wanting something, huh?
Gave me the paranoid.
Yeah. Yeah, so praise the Lord. Now, these wonderful promises, we got this wonderful promise of Matthew 18, 19. What can we ask God for with Matthew 18, 19? I mean, if that was the only promise God gave us in the whole New Testament, what else would we need? We don't need nothing, do we? What can we get from that, brother?
Everything.
That's exactly right. This woman sitting beside you, that's your wife there? You and her together can use that verse. If you and her both walk in obedience to God's word, the two of you can come in agreement for anything, and He'll do it for you if you believe it.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
It is terrific. It's an awesome promise from God. Now, let me take you to Mark chapter 16, verse 15, 16, 17, and 18, and I want to show you what God commanded us to do, and almost none of us obey Him when it comes to Mark 16, starting with verse 15. 15 and 16, He said, "And He said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Some people that are Christians, been Christians 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, and they ain't never shared Jesus with nobody, not even their next door neighbor. Y'all know where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
Never talk about Jesus? You know, well, I don't want to go over there and talk about Jesus. I mean, they might be offended.
Yeah.
Isn't that a shame?
Yeah.
Too many of us have not obeyed our King. But He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I mean, if you can't do it no other way, practice on your dogs and cats. He said, every creature. You know, practice on something, you know, I mean, cows, you know, get out here in the pasture, tell a cow about Jesus, you know. Get to where you're used to it. Get to where you can, first take one, if you're a little bit shy, just take one cow, you know. I mean, if you don't live in the country, maybe you got dogs or cats or something. Start off with one, you know. Preach the gospel to your cat. Preach the gospel to your dog. And then as you get to where, well, I'm a little bolder here. Okay, get three or four dogs and cats. Do like I did. Go out there and get your whole herd of cows together and say, girls, line up here. I'm going to tell you all about Jesus today. So they say, you're crazy. No, that's the way you learn to be bold, you know. I mean, those cows are a whole lot bigger than y'all are. You know, y'all are just little bitty things. So if I ain't afraid of getting out there in front of 30, 40, 50 head of cows and preaching the gospel, surely I can do it in church. You see where I'm coming from? Preach the word. He says, and he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Now think of the significance of what he just said. How many people, and I've seen this many times, a woman come to me and she's having problems with her husband. I say, is he saved? Well, I don't know. I say, how long have you been married to him? 45 years. Are you serious? You've been married to this man 45 years and I see you in church every Sunday and you don't know if he's a Christian or not. Is something significantly wrong here? Y'all know that? Something really wrong. Number one, if she was a Christian when she married him and she didn't know he was a Christian, she was sinning against God. God clearly told her to not marry a man that wasn't a believer if she was a Christian. We're not to be unequally yoked. But You know, to think about, we don't really believe that people are going to die and go to hell. If we really believe that, we'd be like that preacher. And I don't think he's one of the ones on the tape back there about heaven and hell, but I saw another guy on TBN one night, and this guy had had a death experience. He was a young businessman, and he died, and he went to hell. And he was worth $1 million by this time, probably 35 years old, young businessman, worth a lot of money. And he's had some kind of a problem, and he died, and he went to hell. And for some reason, when they got him to the hospital, they resuscitated him. And when he came back to life, I mean, this guy knew he had been in hell. I mean, this guy, he closed his business, and that guy become a preacher, and he's preaching the Word of God, and that's all he's doing. He said, I didn't realize the significance of what hell is till I've been there. He said, I don't want nobody to go to that place. So he said, I don't care. Work, it can take it. The millions I was making, it ain't worth nothing. He said, to die and go to hell, if they hadn't brought me back, I would have made all that money and did all the things I'd done on earth. And then I would have spent eternity in this terrible, awful place. He said, there ain't nothing worth that. Nothing. But most of us as Christians, we never had an experience like that. So what do? We don't tell nobody about Jesus. You know, we ain't talk about him. You know, we're afraid we'll offend somebody. Hey, I think it's time we start telling people because God told us to, don't you think? Then he says, if you do what I say, look what the next two verses says you can do. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Now, I was a member of a Baptist church for years, had been a Sunday school teacher, a deacon, and I didn't even know these two verses were in the Word of God. Because they never teach these to you in a Baptist church. Now, it's amazing how they can teach you the two verses we just read, but you never get the second two. Never. Y'all know where I'm coming from? I did not know this second one was here. It says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name you shall cast out devils. I can cast out a devil? Oh, yeah. I love it now. I mean, then I had no idea. But I love casting out devils. And Cheryl and I just saw, of course, after we had that experience out in Silver City, New Mexico for 7.5 hours, I learned a great lesson on that little girl. 7.5 hours fighting those demons in that girl before I finally got them all out. And at the end, I'm down to 4. And I look over at the clock, and here we are in our hotel room. They run us out of the restaurant. You know, Dave was with us, and his wife, everybody was out there. It was all out there. But they finally run us out of the restaurant and said we couldn't be in there no more because this girl is manifesting demons. She's cussing. She's doing everything. She's levitating. All kinds of wild things were happening. And so we had to take her up to our room. And when we get up to the room, I throw her on the bed. You know, when I throw her on the bed, Cheryl jumps up on the bed on her knees and hands and takes a pillow and puts it right there. And I jump right up on the straddle on top of this girl. And Dave's holding her feet because she's trying to kick me. And we're screaming, demons come out of her in the name of Jesus, even after we got the sin repented of. And 7.5 total hours later of all this fighting, when I first started, I asked her, I said, how many demons is in there? 2,823. That's the most number of demons I've ever seen in a little girl. Little 110-pound, 40, 38-year-old, beautiful little homeschool mother with 4 babies. But she had 2,800 demons in her. We finally get down to 4. Down to 4, and they're just resistant as they can be. And I look over at the clock, and I said, Lord, in an hour, I got to preach. I said, Lord, when is this going to be over? And this is what he said to me. He wasn't the least bit excited. He said, son, I'm a faith God. He said, when you believe it's over, that's when it's going to be over. Wow. When I believe it's over. I thought, wow, what a revelation. Man, I grabbed this woman one more time. I shake her. I said, you 4 demons that are still left in there that's been resistant to come out. I said, I'm going to speak to you one last time. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you coming out, you're going to leave this woman, and you ain't never going to enter her again. I said, come out in Jesus' name. I jumped up off her, pushed myself up, and stood up at the end of the bed. I said, woman, get up, you're delivered. And she opened her eyes and looked up at Cheryl and looked down at me and looked at Dave holding her feet down. She says, where am I? I said, you're delivered, that's where you are. That girl got healed that day of her stomach problem. That's what she came to see me for. Well, after I learned that revelation, Cheryl and I was in Norway just recently, and they brought a woman to me that this woman, she said, my ex-husband was hooked up with the occult. And she said, I can't sleep, I got all kinds of problems. And so they said, if we bring my wife to you, can we see you? I said, sure, bring her over here, we'll talk to her. He said, we live about 10-hour drive from where you are in Norway. So, yeah, Denmark or wherever that's from. I said, bring her over. So they brought her over, and on Tuesday, whatever it was, the day we was at the teaching there at the plant, I'm teaching, and we get through at noon, we're going to go to lunch. And so this man brought his wife up. She looks perfectly normal, and nothing wrong with her. Everything looks perfectly normal. And I said, what's the deal? She said, I got this pain in my chest. And she said, it's excruciating. And said, the doctors have checked me. They've done all kinds of things, but we can't figure out what the problem is. I said, have you and your husband repented of every sin? She said, yes, we have. We are trying our best to walk in total obedience to God's word. I said, when did you pick this up? She said, it started when I was married to my other husband. I said, was he a man of God? She said, oh, absolutely not. He was far from a man of God. He was involved in the occult. I said, and that's when you got that spirit. I said, now I know what it is. I said, you got a fiery dart from the devil. How many of y'all ever read that there's a fiery dart from the devil? It's in the Word. So this woman's standing here, Cheryl's right here, and I reached around to her back. Because I don't want to reach up into her heart here, because her breasts are here in the front. So I don't want to do this to this woman. So I reach around to the back, and I said, I'm going to pull this fiery dart out of you in the name of Jesus. And I reached up just like I physically grabbed a hold of that thing right behind her heart. I said, now come out in the name of Jesus, devil. And when I did, she just went wild. Started screaming and started falling and foaming and all kinds of stuff. I said, oh, praise God, we got another one. But I said, this ain't going to be 7.5 hours. This is going to be 5 minutes. This is done. I said, she's had her sins repented. He's got his sins repented of. So we're on the way down to the floor. And so, you know, everybody's standing around. There was another older woman that kept brought her.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Jesus' Healthcare Plan, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.